Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With the South Carolina legislature in recess until January, this is the off-season for lobbyists. Or is it? Our next guest says it's a 12-months-a-year job. Kyle Michelle is a government affairs attorney in Columbia, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Kyle, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit more about you and how you got into the lobbying business.
I got out of undergrad with not a strong desire to go into the corporate world immediately and ended up on a political campaign. After that campaign, which we did not win, I made my way to Washington, D.C., and like a lot of other people, slept on the couches of my friends until I found a job in the political world in Washington. It wasn't long before I wrangled a job in the office of my home state senator, and I worked in Washington, D.C. for 2 years before going to law school. After law school, I found my way back into politics and ended up working in Washington again in the White House for a short amount of time, and then that led to a career in lobbying at a law firm in Washington, D.C., and then later down to South Carolina.
So that first foray into the political world in D.C. kind of got you interested in the lobbying business? Had you made friends with some lobbyists?
When I was working on Capitol Hill in the Senate, I met with lobbyists regularly.
And they said, go get a law degree if you would like to be a lobbyist.
Well, you know, what I noted at that point was that you didn't have to have a law degree to be a lobbyist, but a lot of the people who were at the top of the lobbying offices in Washington, D.C. did have law degrees. So when I went to law school, I probably had one eye on that and one eye on just a general legal career.
Let's talk about your career now as a lobbyist here in the state of South Carolina. What is your job like? What do you do on a day-to-day basis, even when the legislature's not in session as right now?
I am a contract lobbyist, which means I have clients who retain me and pay me to represent their interests at the State House. There are also lobbyists that work for corporations in-house. There are lobbyists that work for associations. There are actually state agency lobbyists. It seems that the legislature meets more and more in the off session than they did in the past. So this time of year is when we have more time to meet with our clients, to follow up from last year, to plan for next year, and to meet with legislators sometimes around the state in their offices.
What are your challenges as a lobbyist? Is it fairly easy to get time with the legislators that you need to speak to?
You know, there are a lot of challenges when representing people at the State House, but probably the biggest one is just staying on top of everything, because these legislators are coming to town 3 days a week for 4.5 months solid, and there are so many meetings, and there are so many issues, and there are so many other people working on the same issues that you're working on. And then don't forget, we have 170 legislators. So you've got to navigate between these 124 House members and these 46 senators, all of which have a different opinion on what you are trying to work on. Experience is invaluable. The longer you're in it, the more you understand the rules of the legislature, the more you learn and know the people, the more you understand the customs, and the more you understand different aspects of the law.
And so this means being successful in persuading the legislatures to see your clients' points of view.
I think that I would state it by saying it means doing a good job at your job. It means being truthful. It means being prepared. It means being knowledgeable on the subject matter that you're asked to talk about. It means having a good disposition when your side doesn't prevail, as well as not having an obtuse disposition when your side does prevail.
You mentioned that one of the most valuable things that, I guess, skill sets that you have now is just your experience. Some of our listeners who may be thinking about becoming a lobbyist, how do they get that experience, first of all? Are there intern jobs available for lobbyists?
That's a great question. And I tell people all the time, the best way to become a lobbyist is to find your way into some kind of employment in the government. Most lobbyists come out of the legislative branch of the government. Some come out of the executive branch of the government, almost none out of the judicial branch, because of course there's no lobbying in the judicial branch. But once you learn how the legislature works, that creates the ingredients that you need to begin a lobbying career. The second best way would be to work with a lobbying firm or some other government relations job. at a corporation or an association or a nonprofit.
Kyle, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Kyle Michel is a government affairs attorney practicing in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.